Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Lopez wants it away.
And it's a deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run! Mike Piazza! And the Mets lead 3-2. Bartolo has done it! The impossible has happened! This is one of the great moments in the history of baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mets fans of all ages, here is your host, Nick Durst.
Hello, Mets fans. Welcome back to another edition of Believe in the Mets. I'm your host, Nick Durst. And are you surprised, folks? The Mets, they are off to an awful start. I've been saying this all offseason, negative Nick, that the Mets were not going to be good. The pitching stinks. The offense is really bad. And they cannot win a damn game so far as we speak at this moment. I'm not surprised. I thought maybe they'd win a game by now, but I'm not surprised that they're one of the worst teams in baseball. The question is going to be, how bad are they going to be this year? Will they be the worst? Where will they end up drafting? Joining me now to discuss the slow start for the Mets, it is Johnny V TV. Johnny V, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. And right now, man, the Mets not looking too good. Any surprise? No surprise, I don't think, from either of us.
No, I don't think so. I mean, last time me and you spoke on this podcast was in, I think, early or mid-December. And I flat out said anybody that was expecting the Mets to be good this year is nuts. This is a rebuilding year. They have a pretty good farm system. And I feel like it's just not going to be the year where we're going to see New York even compete for a wild card spot. That wasn't realistic. They had no pitching outside of Kodai Senga. And I remember saying, let's say Kodai Senga skips a sophomore slump and has a really good year. Who is behind him? Nobody. Doesn't look like Pete Alonso's coming back, which is crazy. It's not good. So I'm not surprised at all. I would actually be surprised if the Mets won even 75 games this year. I think that's really optimistic.
Yeah, well, the over-under preseason was 81.5, which was way too high. So I went with the under there, which was a slam dunk. And had your buddy Frank the Tank on last week. He said he could see them losing 100 games. I don't know about that. But I think if everything broke right, they could win 77, 78 games. If everything worked out perfectly. Obviously, they have yet to win a game, and pitching is suspect. Will Luis Severo Moreno be any good this season? I don't think so. He was terrible last year because of 5 runs in his debut in his first inning. Why would anybody think Luis Severino was going to have a bounce back year, John?
I don't know. I think people were thinking of Luis Severino once upon a time a few years ago, where the kid showed like he had real ace stuff. But that was a long time ago. between COVID and what, two Tommy John surgeries. Everybody thinks when you get Tommy John surgery, you're going to always come back better. That's not the case. Nowadays, it's a lot easier to come back than it was, say, 15, 20 years ago. Medicine and technology has developed significantly over the last decade plus. But that doesn't necessarily mean you come back. It just, it's not how it happens. I think he had two of them, but either way, we never really saw Severino reach the heights that people thought he would pre-injury. There was one season, I forget what year it was, where we started seeing the potential. He was flashing it.
2018.
But it never really materialized. So I don't know where this thought that Luis Severino was going to be the answer to Mets fans' prayers was ever happening.
Yeah, and he showed he was terrible. I was actually surprised that yesterday Shramania was really good. 5 2/3 innings, no hit ball. And when you get a start like that with a pretty bad rotation, you have to capitalize offensively, which the Mets could not do. And they get into an extra inning, that is 0-0 game. And what, they give up 5 runs in the 10th inning. Absolutely brutal. And the Tigers look good this year. So what do you think? Are the Mets going to win this series against the Tigers? What do you think?
Probably not. I don't have them winning many series right now. I think it's going to take them a little while to kind of figure out this new look that they're going to have. They might have some streaks here and there throughout the year where, you know, they win a few, they win a few series, and it looks like, you know, maybe they're turning a corner. I just don't see it. The Tigers are on the uptrend, but they're another team where, and I've been wrong about this the last couple of years, teams that I really like their farm system. Detroit, I've watched a lot of their key prospects play in college, and I know they're going to be good soon. I might be a year too early on them saying that. I don't think they're going to be that good. I feel like they're another year or two away from not only contending to win the AL Central, but maybe even competing in the AL in general. But I do think they're going to beat the Mets this week because I think the Mets are legitimately one of the 7-6 worst teams in baseball.
Well, you can go ahead and bet that if you want. If you're listening or watching, go do it on the Cut app. You could bet anything on the Cut app. It's a peer-to-peer social betting platform. It's legal in over 40 states, customizable odds, and you could make your own bets with your friends. No need for Venmo or anything. Use the promo code BELIEVEMETS for a 10% welcome bonus. Don't forget the promo code, and the Cut app lets you put your money where your mouth is. So capital BLEIEV, M, and lowercase ETS. We have a comment here because it's raining bad, so maybe the Mets could really use a rain out to kind of reset here. But Yuki Matsui says, hey, Nick and Johnny, there might be a window to play between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Let's go, Mets. I'm kind of hoping for a rain out. I think they need some time off. I think Carlos Mendoza, he's a little in over his head so far early on here. This is a Mets team, though, that I guess they could have this first-time manager because they're not really built to win, so lower the expectations. But it's kind of strange because Steve Cohen the other day said missing the playoffs would be a disappointment. So I don't know what's going on. I think the most likely scenario coming out of this season is a massive fire sale at the trade deadline. I think they'll try to just deal whoever they can on short-term deals. JD Martinez, he's already, you know, he started being in the minors. How much of an impact is he going to have when he's missing the first 10 games and the Mets are going to come and he's going to join the team? They're going to be 1-9, 2-8. Is it too early to say the season's over? I think, you know, last night you see the meme floating around the internet, the Francisco Lara photo eliminated. Might as well, but they're not in last place. The Marlins are in last place, 0-5, so I guess it could be worse. Trade deadline, Johnny, though you mentioned it. Listen, right now I'm 60-40 on Pete Alonso. I think 60% he's not back next year. You think they're going to trade him at the deadline?
I mean, based on what I've been reading, it doesn't sound like they're looking to extend him. Steve Cohen made it seem like this is not something that he's looking at right now. And unless I'm not surprised if a deal gets done, which makes him, you know, one of the highest paid players in baseball, but at this point, it wouldn't surprise me to see them let him go because at the end of the day, I feel like Steve Cohen knows that he needs to get a lot more pieces in order to really contend. And Pete Alonso is going to ask for a lot of money. And when you pay one star player with a lot of money, it's hard to build a really good team around him because the Mets have a lot of holes. And just because they have a good farm system doesn't necessarily mean it all pans out. Now, they have about 5 to 6 prospects that I like, but there's a chance maybe only 2 of them really pan out. So the fact is, I don't think Pete Alonso is going to possibly get a bag from Steve Cohen because I just don't know if Cohen's going to be able to afford anybody else. I think there's a possibility he wants to start over from scratch. I don't think that's the right move. I think you keep Pete Alonso, but you know, it's hard to know what goes on in an ownership's head, but I would keep Pete, but it wouldn't surprise me to see him be out the door come trade deadline time.
Yeah, I think if they're out of it, David Stearns has no ties to most of these players, so he might as well trade them and get some prospects, I guess, in return. All the talk was Juan Soto, we'll go after him in 2025, but there's nothing about this team playing-wise right now that you would say, like, okay, why would Juan Soto want to come here? Why would he want to join a terrible team? And then you really can't say, oh, we'll replace Alonso with him. Like, he'd have to, like, come to play with Alonso if you want to even consider that working at all. Because just if the Mets take away Alonso and they add Juan Soto next offseason, Johnny, with nothing else, they're in the same position. They're not a better team. So you need to get, like, Soto and, like, all these starting pitchers and stuff, unless some of these prospects come up this year and pan out.
It's not going to be this year. It's going to be next year, maybe the year after. I told you a while ago, I've watched a lot of Brandon Sproat in college. Something that really impressed me from him was in 2022. The ace of Florida was Hunter Barco, a guy who had the real shot to be the top pitcher off the board that year. He goes down in mid-April with Tommy John, and Brandon Sproat steps up into the Friday night role and pitches unbelievable, carries it into last year. He was the Friday night guy ahead of Hurston Waldrop. Hurston Waldrop is going to be one of the best college pitchers to come out of any draft in probably the last half decade or so. And he was the Friday guy ahead of him. I really like Sproat. I think Sproat.
He looked good in that spring training breakout game.
His stuff is never the question. This kid is legit. He can be a number two starter in the big leagues if he fully pans out and everything works out. I think his floor is probably a 4 starter. I think he's anywhere from a 2 to a 4 in a good big league rotation. It's never the stuff for him. It's the command. He's had a lot of outings in college where he looked like a disaster. He can't throw strikes. But then there's some times where he is unhittable. So, you know, the ceiling is there for him. It's a matter of if he can put together the command and the consistency on a nightly basis to where we're going to see this guy become the pitcher that he could be. Same thing goes for Blade Tidwell. I really like Blade Tidwell from Tennessee. This was another guy. In 2022, Blade Tidwell ended up taking the Friday night role at one of the best college baseball teams ever assembled. That Volunteers team in 2022 had legitimately 4 number one starters that could have been aces on any team in the country. And Blade Tidwell headed that rotation when he came back from injury. So I think they have 2 really good pitchers there. And we mentioned this in December. The Mets have number 19th pick in this coming draft. And the 3 guys that I mentioned was Trey Savage out of East Carolina, who at this point, the way he's pitching, he's looking like the 3rd best arm in college baseball this year behind Hagen Smith and Chase Burns. Hagen Smith and Chase Burns, the Mets will have no...
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Shop for absolutely none. Those guys are probably going inside the top 10, if not the top 5. Trey Savage is now becoming a pipe dream because I don't know if he's going to fall. He's clearly the 3rd best pitcher. The likelihood now is Jonathan Santucci from Duke, who was another guy that I mentioned with you, Savage. Lefty, gets up to the high 90s, really good slider. But the issue with Santucci lately, and it was last year, is there's starts where he's just completely off and he throws way too many balls and he walks batters. but he's also a guy that could pile up 11 strikeouts in five innings against a really good ACC team. So Santucci, to me, isn't a polished product right now. You're getting this guy because he has a lot of high potential. He is a guy that could eventually one day be an ace of this staff, but he has some work to do. Same thing goes with Josh Hartle for Wake Forest. So there are pitchers they could take, and I think they have to get one of them and polish them up, because people think you're going to come and get a Paul Skenes and he's going to be good to go day one. You have to do no work on him. That's not how it works, but there's a lot of good pitchers that I think the Mets could take this year at 19 from the college level, and Jonathan Santucci is certainly one of them.
Well, after this year, let's talk 2025. They're probably going to be drafting in the top five, top 10. So how are the sophomores looking in college baseball right now, who next year will be eligible to be drafted?
Really good. Really, really good. There is there's a couple guys that I really like, and I mean like probably three. There's a couple catchers I think could go top 10, but based on the way it is right now, I don't think the Mets need another catcher. So for me, I would say two guys that I would hope, if you're a Mets fan, you want to be inside the top three. And we're talking college, because Ethan Holiday, another Holiday, is got a real shot to be one of the top picks again. Another Holiday being a top pick in the draft. But college-wise, there's three guys that I really like as an outfielder. Number one is Jace Lavallette from Texas A&M. He's the college version of Matt Olson. This is a guy who is realistically profiled as a 30 home run hitter, 20 stolen base guy in college, plays center field at 6'6", very athletic. The next is Ethan Petrie, outfielder from South Carolina, another giant that has light tower power. He could kind of fill in that Pete Alonso role really well. Instead of playing first base, though, he'd probably play in the outfield. And then there's Cam Cannarella from Clemson, another center fielder who is a top of the lineup guy, could play with a really good hit tool, good fielding, and a lot of base running acumen, especially in the steals. He's probably not a big power guy at the next level, but there's a lot to like about those three guys. And, you know, it's too early to know who comes out right away, but there's definitely a lot of talent in next year's draft as well.
All right. Sounds good. We'll keep our eyes peeled and ears open on those people and see if the Mets are in contention to draft at the top of the draft in 2025. Johnny, this has been great. Let everybody know where they can find all your stuff.
Absolutely. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at _JohnnyVTV. Check out my podcast, Breaking Bet, where I'm talking about all the college baseball games for every week, as well as some MLBs, on my Twitter and at YouTube, Breaking Bet, the college baseball betting show.
There you have it. All right, everybody. Well, that's going to do it here for this episode of Believe in the Mets. We'll see if the Mets play tonight or tomorrow with the rain. But until next time, everybody, all we can really do is hope for the best and see what happens. Make sure you are following Believe in the Mets on all social media platforms at Believe in the Mets, BLEAVINTHEMETS. And of course on YouTube, because you never, ever want to miss an episode. Matsui here is very excited for the Mets. That makes one of us. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at Nick_Durston on Instagram and Extruden Stuff. And until next time, everybody, let's hope for the best and let's go Mets.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home. Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.